Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
All right, you remember when we started the month of January, there were a bunch of people, including Big Karwowski, who decided to go with, what did they call it, Dry January?
Dry January, right. Where you don't drink for the whole month.
So he wasn't going to have any cocktails at all, and Violetta decided, well, I think we should actually have more cocktails. Because it's January, it's cold, it's the dead of winter, and it's dark.
Yeah, someone's got to drink it up.
So Friday's feature cocktail was born, and we'll have that for you a little later on this morning at 9:30. Someone else who was developing a theme for January is today's Hey, I Was Wondering question.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, I'm trying not to eat red meat for the month of January.
Okay.
And I've been grilling pork chops. My wife laughed at me and told me, that's still red meat. I don't think it is. It doesn't count. Does it? Are pork chops red meat? Just wondering. Thanks.
Now the
I was always under the impression that pork chops are the other white meat.
That was their slogan. The pork industry, the slogan was the other white meat.
Right. And what was the original white meat? Chicken?
I think they're talking chicken. Yeah.
And is chicken meat?
Yeah.
Or is chicken what? Chicken?
Chicken's not even... Cause, what?
I don't know what you're talking about now. I think it's meat.
Well, is chicken meat? Because, like, when you look at a menu, do they put the chicken
poultry
dishes under the meat?
Yeah.
Well, or would it fall under poultry or its own very own category of chicken?
Well, I would say technically, like, if it was living and you're eating it, it's meat, right? I mean,
then fish is meat?
I guess we've had this debate. I don't know. I mean, yes, but...
Yes.
I mean, we would be meat if you ate us, right?
Oh, my God, it's taking a turn.
Well, then by your definition right there, Whip, because pork chops were living, so that would make them meat, just like this woman said.
There's no doubt. You got me on the fish thing a little bit, but all the other stuff, there's no doubt it's meat, in my mind.
Okay.
But is it red meat?
312-233-1019. So he's spending the month of January trying not to eat any red meat. He's been grilling up a lot of pork chops. His wife's laughing at him. That's pretty standard, too.
Yeah.
You know what? Later on this morning, I'm going to write this down. My wife laughs at me.
Oh.
That comes up a little later on.
I could see that.
My wife laughs at me. She's laughing at him because she says that's still red meat, and he's like, well, maybe we should be laughing at you because you're so dumb.
Oh.
Because, like Whip said, is it the other white meat? Do we have anybody that works in the butcher department? You know, like at Mariano's or your Jules?
Yeah.
Whether at the Jules
or
wherever. Somebody that maybe works at your own butcher shop. Yeah, the pork chops.
Because,
they put them with the red meat.
They do. They're right next to the steak. That's what I was just thinking. And the chicken's completely separate.
Yeah, that's in the chicken department. Mm-hmm. Is there a chicken department?
Yeah.
There is?
Well, there's
it's over by the bananas.
I don't know.
You got to change your gloves.
Yeah,
I don't know. 312-233-1019. On its surface, it feels like she's got no argument whatsoever that she's the dumb one thinking pork is red meat, but maybe she's onto something. I don't know. Let's find out. Hi, JJ.
What's up?
You have some insight here?
I do. So I'm a vegetarian, but I am the vegetarian smoking garbage man, so I know about meat and I know about vegetarianism.
Okay, all right. You know your meats, you know your vegetarianisms, you know your garbage. All right, now, pork chops, does that fall under the red meat umbrella, or is he in the clear for no red meat for January?
He's in the clear. Chicken and pork is white meat.
White
fish is not meat at all because it's cold-blooded and doesn't breathe air.
Aha!
The breathing air.
Aha!
Oh, yeah, because there's no blood.
How about this one? A little bit sort of in between. Now, like crab legs, you're always like, ooh, I got to get the meaty part or I got to get the meat out of there. Mm-hmm. Is that incorrect?
I guess you could say the fleshy part.
Ew. Right. But it would fall also, by JJ's definition, underneath the doesn't breathe air.
Yeah, but people call that meat just kind of, I think, not technically, but they say the meat part. But fish, you never say the meat part.
Or do crabs breathe air? You see crabs walking around on land every now and then.
I don't know, crustacean,
right? Well, I think
on
this very show, they classified that once as seafood and not fish. And we
had
an entire conversation about that.
Yeah, I don't even want to go down the seafood versus fish conversation road.
Getting a stomach ache.
Because that was twisty and had a lot of dead ends.
And a headache.
All right, so then the response, JJ, would be this guy could actually laugh back at his wife who's laughing at him because she's the wrong one.
I would not advise laughing at your wife.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate the help. Learning a lot, I think. 312-233-1019. It was revealed yesterday that President Biden had former President Donald Trump's Diet Coke button removed from the Oval Office. I don't know that I ever saw the button.
I don't know
if it was like under the desk or on the desk or over on the credenza. I don't know where it was.
Had we ever heard of this prior to yesterday? Was it public?
I didn't know of its existence. Maybe you can get a little background on it.
Yeah. He did talk about drinking a lot of Diet Coke.
He does love Diet Coke, Had it removed every time Donald Trump would press the button, someone would rush in with a Diet Coke. If you had a button on your desk right now, you'd like him to rush in with what, Mary?
Oh, give me some hot chocolate, a good Swiss Miss or Ghirardelli on demand.
Look at that. Oh. There it is right there. Mike, press the button. What are you getting?
Margarita.
Margarita. Nice. Press the button, Linda. They're bringing in what? Linda.
Oh, I'm sorry. A mimosa.
A mimosa. Mm, very,
refreshing.
Very nice. Joe, the button just got pressed.
Tacos.
It is bring in tacos for no particular reason at all except the button got pressed. Kyle.
Pancakes.
Bringing in pancakes.
Oh, wow,
they are delicious. Don't miss out. Press the button and get what, Tammy?
Hot, fresh French fries.
Hot, fresh French fries. They better not be room temperature. At number three, Audrey presses the button to get what? Audrey.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
The coffee M&Ms. They are amazing.
I don't know that I have had coffee M&Ms. That sounds like something you might love, Whip.
I would love that. Didn't know about them either.
And number two, Veronica, you press the button, you get what?
A masseuse.
A masseuse comes rushing
in.
Again, somebody probably Eastern European of Slavic descent.
Yeah, well, they have strong hands.
And finally, in at number one, you're going to see why I did this. You're going to see why he's number one, and Whip is going to get really, really happy.
Oh, wow.
Because Whip loves these moments.
Okay.
Kevin, you press the button and you get what?
A plate of bacon.
Now, why does that make you happy right now, Whip?
Because bacon's good?
What's his name?
Kevin?
Kevin Bacon!
It's one of your favorites, Whip.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
That is good. It took me a little while, but that is good.
Notice.
I like it.
I knew you would love that.
That's awesome.
How's your morning going, Kevin?
Bacon.
Not bad. Driving down 80 right now.
Yeah. How's traffic? There's nobody out, right?
There's some trucks in my way that are starting to upset me.
Yeah.
There
tends to be quite a few trucks on 80. We were talking a second ago that a new survey says that 50% of people think they have a family recipe that's worthy enough to be served in a 5-star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm making Mee's Meals and claiming it as my own.
Yeah, okay.
So I think I could throw together the polenta that I threw together last night and maybe put it on a menu. You'd never know.
Right.
So we said, all right, what do you think is your family recipe that just slays?
Mm.
I mean, people will come from miles around to eat this. We're going to pick one, and then we're going to have Violetta get the recipe from the person.
Okay.
And then next week you'll make it.
Okay.
We'll bring it in here. We'll post all of it
and
find out if that is in fact the case.
Oh my gosh, okay. I hope they're not too hard.
Is my mom's lasagna hard?
I have no idea, truthfully. I don't think
so. But it's delicious.
It's just good.
Does she have a secret ingredient?
Don't know if it's secret,
right? You gotta find this stuff out.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna talk to these five people. First of all, before we do, I'm certain all of these are delicious, but we can only choose one.
Right.
All right, so Whip, be prepared to choose what you believe we should have Violetta make. Violetta, your input will be appreciated too, but we're pretty much going to tell you.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Wonderful.
All right, here we go. Hi, Jackie. Jackie?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
I can't beat it.
My grandma's turkey. It's normally, dry, but hers is injected with white wine and butter.
Okay.
And then rubbed with Dijon mustard and stuffed with vegetables.
My grandma's turkey stuffed with vegetables, so we could have Violetta make a whole turkey.
Yeah.
Right.
All right,
God.
Hold on.
Thanksgiving in January.
Whip, be writing these down. My grandma's turkey stuffed with vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Hold on, Jackie. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
I can't beat it.
It's called cicchetti. It's kind of like a chicken pasta tetrazzini with some really good ingredients, wine, vegetables.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Oh, wow. Your cicchetti. Now, is it something you created? Did your grandmother give it to you, like Whip? Was it his? Was it your mom's lasagna kind of thing?
So it was originally my grandmother's, passed down to my mom, passed down to us kids.
Uh-huh. Secret family recipe for the cicchetti?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
All right. Hold on.
It's great.
I like a little story behind it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Everybody's got a story with their family recipe.
It could be served in a 5-star restaurant, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My mother's meatballs, phenomenal.
Not to be confused with my mom's lasagna, mm-hmm. my mom's meatballs.
No.
Gotcha.
Specifically the balls. Everybody loves the balls. They're phenomenal.
That's the way we all live life around here. I don't know how many times I've heard that around here. You know, everybody loves the balls.
I've never heard that, actually.
Yeah. Well, shocking. My mom's meatballs from John. All right, hold on, John.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. A lot of ball commentary.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. You would put up what?
Asparagus casserole.
Asparagus casserole. Okay. Is this a family recipe?
It is. No matter where I bring it, everyone always asks, like, how it's made. I now have it saved on my phone just to send it to people because they love it so much.
Wow.
You know, that's interesting because at first when you hear it, it kind of sounds gross.
Well, that's so sweet of you to say to Sarah. Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, that's amazing. If you can make an asparagus casserole taste delicious, like, wow.
I didn't think that for a second, Sarah.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds weird.
I did think for a second my pee was going to stink. But
that's all I was thinking the whole time. Like the whole.
I mean, that does happen afterwards.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, it's worth it, though. Right. It's well worth it. Hold on, Sarah. Hang on. And then finally, number 5, Josh, they should serve it in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's called Baked Stuffed Whitefish.
Is this a family recipe, or is this something you created?
It's something when I was younger, I worked at a restaurant when I was like 22, 21, up in Wisconsin, and I've kind of tweaked it since then, and we do it every Christmas.
Okay.
You have 2 whitefish fillets, and in the middle there is a mixture of shrimp, scallops, salmon, white onion, carrot, and celery that's all diced up together.
Wow.
It's binded with breadcrumbs, and the whitefish is on either side. It gets baked in the oven at 375 for 12 minutes, and it's covered in butter pads and more breadcrumbs.
I feel like I'm like on Rachel Ray right now.
I feel like we're getting the specials. All right, just, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And then when it comes out, you smother it in hollandaise sauce and serve.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yum.
All right, Josh's baked stuffed whitefish. Which sounds delicious. I'm a little concerned about how it travels in the morning.
Oh, that's a good point.
But it sounds delicious. All right, Whip, what's it going to be? My grandmother's turkey with stuffed vegetables, Rick's cicchetti, John and his balls, Sarah's asparagus casserole, which Violetta says sounds gross. I think sounds delicious.
Yeah.
My pea might steak. Or Josh's baked stuffed whitefish.
I think I have to go with the mother's meatballs.
Mother's meatballs.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to vote for Rick's cicchetti.
Okay.
Swanee, do you have one you like in there? Any of those? Any of those that caught your ear that sounds delicious?
Gotta go balls.
You're going balls.
Any excuse.
All right.
We're going balls out.
Wait, don't I get a vote?
Oh, you're just making it. Remember, I just said
your commentary will be appreciated, but we're going to tell you.
I think
that's what he
said. We're just going to. We're the ones eating it. Well, you're cooking it. We're eating it.
Yeah, I'm the one making the balls.
Well, yeah, you do a nice job of it. Right. Hi there, John.
Yes.
We're going to make your balls. Okay.
Oh, forget it. This is fantastic.
All, right, now, all of you sounded great. By the way, all of you were great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to need the full recipe for your meatballs. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And maybe a little history behind it, something, a little story to tell, if there is one, et cetera, et cetera.
Will do. Got to have the sauce, too.
All right, sauce and balls.
I feel like you might not even have a recipe, John.
Right now, John's saying, I got to get a meatball recipe quick. Google's meatball recipe. All right, John, hold on. Hold on, buddy. All right, I can't wait. Yeah. All right, Violetta, so you'll get the recipe.
Yeah, am I going to be talking to John personally one-on-one?
You can do whatever you want. Exchange emails. We'll just get his recipe. If you need to email him any questions, you can. That's totally up to you.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to get the recipe, get the sauce, get the meatball recipe, and then I'm going to bring it in.
Well, when would you like to do that? What does your schedule allow?
Let me look at my balls
on Monday? Monday morning balls?
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we do that?
Or you got a
busy weekend?
No, I can figure it out on Sunday. Make them fresh. You don't want old balls.
No, nobody wants old balls.
Did this make us 6 years old, the fact that I keep laughing every time?
Absolutely.
The ball thing, you can say it 10 more times, and it's funny every time.
Absolutely.
How many should I make?
Well, I don't know. There's 4 of us.
Okay.
Two each.
Two each?
I'd go 4 baller. Time to get updated and find out what the world is talking about, what's trending on Twitter, top three things. Violetta at the social media desk, keeping her eye on Twitter. You ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, at number three.
Limes are trending after Dakota Johnson comes clean about lying about loving them. So Dakota gave a tour of her house months ago in Hollywood, California. When she got to the very green kitchen, from the cabinets to the two large bowls of limes on the counter, she pointed to them awkwardly and she's like, I love limes. I just love them so much. That's why I present them in my house like this. While talking to Fallon recently, she admitted that she was just lying. It was a stage tour, and she's actually...
That's it. Show's over.
Yeah.
I can't go on now.
She's allergic to limes.
Dakota Johnson's lying about limes.
Mm. But it's just a funny little story.
Just throw that one on top of all the other troubles in the world.
Exactly.
You really can't trust anybody.
Yeah. I know. Trending. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. We actually have a little clip of that
interview.
Oh,
we have a clip. I can't wait.
We ain't lying.
Yeah, because it was hard to just ignore them. That's so I just lied. I went the full opposite direction.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can't believe that I actually made it on TV. Trending on Twitter. Number two.
Fallon is struggling.
He really is struggling.
Ratings-wise right now, I'm just saying he's struggling.
It's terrible.
I know.
Number two.
Dave Chappelle trending after TMZ reported that he has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, he's canceling his Texas shows that were coming up this weekend.
He had shows in Texas?
Yeah.
So they were actually starting to do shows again. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Bridgerton has been renewed for season two on Netflix. Yahoo!
Yahoo. Have you watched it yet, Whip?
I will not.
Oh, no. You will not.
Wait a second. I'm telling you, you got to give it a try.
I think everybody tells me that the romance scenes are just so... real and just so.
Well,
I don't
want to
watch
real.
That.
No, I saw about a minute worth of trailer. I think it was. All it was like these two people who are breathing really heavily and make it out.
Yeah, that's. I don't need to watch.
Pretty
that.
Much.
That's
I'm like, I think I get it. You know, I don't need to see the whole show.
That's creepy. Like, if you saw that in real life, you'd be like, all right, cut it out.
Exactly.
All right, get a room. All right, enough.
Get a room.
Well, they're doing it in their castle.
Well, of course they are.
Get a room in the castle. There's plenty.
When is Bridgerton season two coming?
No word on that yet, but it's going to start filming soon.
Okay. You can't wait.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so good. I started watching it with my mom.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we got to stop watching this.
Yeah. Swanee said that he wants to apply to be a dolphin trainer. He's had enough of this dog and...
That was a dolphin sound.
Dolphin noise.
You're getting a little too comfortable.
Okay.
Less comfortable. He wants to be a dolphin trainer. And I'm like, I didn't even know you could apply for those. I didn't even know they listed those jobs. I thought that was in some, you know, some secret SeaWorld job application site.
Got to know somebody, yeah.
312-233-1019. Jay, you once applied for what?
I once applied for a job to be the Wienermobile driver for Oscar Mayer.
I just saw, I think last week they just had a story that they were on the hunt for more Wienermobile drivers. Yeah. Did you get the job?
Yeah, I applied 2 years ago. Unfortunately, I didn't get the job. They wanted someone with marketing experience.
Fewer tickets on their driving record. I wonder if they check into that.
Probably.
I would hope so.
You would think, right? You have once applied for what job, Terry?
I was in high school, and it was to put inches and centimeter markers on rulers, plastic rulers.
On rulers?
That pay well?
We got the tour of the whole plant, and myself and my friend, and we passed on the job.
Yeah, that seems like that could be a little tedious.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's true. You applied for a job, Kelly.
Oh, I applied for a activity director on Disney Cruise Line.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I bet that'd be difficult.
Did you have any experience going into it?
I actually did find it on Indeed.
Okay.
I'm an activity director in nursing home.
Well, there you go.
That's close.
So I just thought, hey, well, how much fun would it be to do it on Disney?
Right. Bingo at the nursing home, bingo on the cruise ships. It's still bingo. Anyway, you look at it, right? Oh, look at this. You applied for what job, Rich?
Second mate on a shrimp boat.
Like a whole Forrest Gump thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. 31 days at sea.
Wait a minute. And you got the job? They gave it to you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They give it to anybody.
Like, you're the only guy who applied. You got it.
Yeah, basically, that was it. You know, my buddy, actually, the original second mate, got arrested because he had a warrant and didn't go to court. So
a shrimp boat guy with a warrant? I don't believe it.
That's why it turns over.
Was it anything like Forrest Gump on the shrimp boat?
Actually went through a storm, and yeah, it's friggin', you work all day, all night.
Wow,
and you
terrible.
Have a lot of shower.
Yeah.
You can only shower like twice a week because you got to conserve the water to drink.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a messy job. Remember when I said I wanted to go on the tuna boat on Wicked Tuna?
That's
same
right.
thing.
Captain Dave.
Same thing. Captain Dave said I could do it, too. I'm not qualified for that.
But he invited you, though.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You could apply to be this, Jill?
Yeah, I applied to be an astronaut. They were looking for new astronauts a couple of years ago, and there was an online...
They being NASA?
Yes!
Oh, it's a slow company.
NASA somewhere is like, you know, we are light on astronauts. We should put something on one of those monster.com boards and see if we can get ourselves some astronauts. Did you get a call back?
No email, no callback. I got an email saying they received my application, but that was it.
And what do you do for a living right now?
I'm an audiologist.
Oh, there you go. Meghan Trainor has revealed that her baby is Breech at 36 weeks. 27-year-old star added a glam photo that she shared of her holding her belly. In the background, you can see her husband, Daryl. That's his name, Daryl.
Yeah, right.
Where she said that she keeps having to tell Daryl that she's not into any kind of pregnancy romance. She's like, keep your hands to yourself. And he's like, I swear, Meghan, I saw on the internet this is a good thing. It's supposed to be really enjoyable for you. She's like, you know what? I'll tell you what's enjoyable for me. And what's enjoyable is you keeping your hands to yourself right now. I don't know, 312-233-1019. The old concept of a pregnancy romance. Melissa, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
So Daryl should keep his hands to himself.
Absolutely, especially like if you, I know it's her first, but when I had my third, I was like, get away from me.
Right.
You weren't feeling
right,
it.
Right. I can see that maybe by the third. On the first, did you have any interest at all or not even then?
Not really. I was just super tired, super bloated, especially near the end, and I just wanted that baby out.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, then Daryl makes the argument, you just want the baby out. Well, they say this could induce induce labor.
Daryl's got an angle for every response.
He needs one.
Yeah.
Eva, is it a good idea or a bad idea as a pregnant woman if your husband, boyfriend can't keep his hands off you?
Hey, guys, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it's a bad idea, but the hormones just make you so horny. You want to do it? I'm sorry.
I love that.
So many H's.
Give it to me one more time, Eva. What do your hormones make you feel?
They just make me so horny.
Oh, there she is right there.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Well, she sounds like fun.
Whip, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to hook up Eva with Daryl so Daryl can get Eva Darryl's on as a character. Hey, listen, Eva tells you, Eva says this, Meghan. You're going
to
like it.
No, Daryl's just saying to Meghan, I'm going to go over to Eva's house for a little while.
Well,
Meghan's like, go. Go. Go.
Good riddance.
Pregnancy romance, Jacqueline, good idea or bad idea?
Oh, super enjoyable. Way more than it is now that you have the baby and you're exhausted.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, look. Yeah, you should be Daryl's character witness.
Yeah.
Like, look what Jacqueline's saying. It's going to be great. We took 10 votes. Women who have been pregnant. Pregnancy romance. Good idea or bad idea? How many do you think said, yeah, that's a great idea? Listen to Daryl. He knows what he's talking about.
Huh. I'm going to go with 4 said yes.
I think we spoke to the 2 women, so just 2.
7 said yes.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
7.
Yeah, get it, girls.
7. Mixed Morning Mindbender. 312-233-1019. Matchmakers get together with the folks at Bumble. They have a little seminar, a little online thing. They're like, let's sort out dating in a COVID 2021 world. We survived the COVID 2020 world dating. Now what's it going to look like? And the 2 choices we gave you is, where do they believe people will meet the most, have the best luck meeting someone?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, what will you talk about when you finally do meet? Want to take a guess on where they think is the best place to meet someone in a 2021 world?
Coffee shop.
Coffee shop. Good guess. That is incorrect, but an excellent guess.
At the park?
At the park, also a good guess, but also incorrect. They say grocery stores.
Oh.
The only thing that's open.
Good place to meet. Meet somebody. Find somebody special at a grocery store. All right, let's suppose you're wandering around Jewel. You meet the man of your dreams. You decide, all right, we're going to date. According to Bumble, what's the number one topic you're going to get into first, right out of the gate? Kim.
I'm going to say COVID-19.
COVID, no. I think you're tired of talking about it.
Okay.
Like, let's talk about anything but that. Got to be what, Kristen?
The future and technology.
The future of technology.
Whoa. Yeah.
No.
Let's just start out light.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have a lot to add. You're like, hey, cool.
What do you think about robots?
Yeah, yeah. How about these bananas over here in the produce aisle? No. The number one topic, Annie, they say will be about what?
Traveling.
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Where the hell are we going to go? Where can we go on vacation? Where are we going to travel? I just saw a story, too. Jennifer Aniston said that's the first thing she's looking to do this year. She wants to go somewhere.
I thought she was already at Turks and Caicos with Brad Pitt.
She might have been, yeah, according to that story.
That's right.
She wants to go to Europe. She's like, I haven't been to Europe in forever. Annie, if you could travel anywhere right now, where would you go?
I want to plan a girls' trip to Greece.
Yes, that sounds so wonderful.
A little Santorini, maybe, something like that. Or Mykonos.
Mykonos
Islands. Yeah. Very, very nice. According to Bumble, 62% of users expect wanderlust, travel, to be the major topic of conversation in 2021. And if you're looking to find out a little bit more about dating, Bumble reported it gets the most action between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. on any given day.
Hmm.
Although I did see a story, too, out of Bumble and all the dating sites that they find that there aren't really that many women on at night for whatever reason. And there's a lot of guys on. So they're creating a lot of fake profiles and they're having employees just create conversation in order to keep the conversations going, in order to keep guys interested that they're on an app where they can actually meet somebody.
Right. I wonder why the women aren't on at night.
I don't know. They're on at different times, I guess. Yeah. You know, by 8 o'clock, you're like, all right, that's enough of that. I got to watch Bridgerton.
Yeah, you do.
A secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll is in the process of being conducted right now. Swanee speaking with 10 women for Friday Briday. But a question I saw has to do with engagement and getting engaged. Okay? We'll see how this goes.
Interesting.
Violette, I want you to be prepared to answer this question because you're not engaged.
No, I'm not.
Are you hoping to one day?
Of course.
Okay. I want you to think. Don't answer now.
I won't.
But think for a second. Oh, Katie, don't hang up. Oh, we just lost Katie. Oh, Katie, I was building to you there. Damn it.
Maybe she'll call back.
Can you grab me another one there, Swanee, please? 312-233-1019. Violette, I guess we'll just ask you the question now.
Okay, sorry.
How much should a man spend on an engagement ring?
Oh,
not percentage.
Not percentage.
Not percentage.
Number.
Dollar amount.
Oh, shoot.
How much should a man, you know, and obviously every situation is different.
Of course.
We're just speaking in broad stroke terms here, Whip.
I hear you.
The cost of an engagement ring that's about to go on your finger.
Forever.
Forever. Should cost X amount of dollars. Call back, Katie. I really wanted to hear that number. Man, what happened to Katie?
I don't want to be the first to answer. I'm scared.
Okay, write the number down.
Okay.
Write the number down. 312-233-1019. Swanee's talking to Amy. We're gonna chat with Amy right now. Hi, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So, Amy, the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, how much should a man, from a dollar amount standpoint, spend on an engagement ring? Are you married, single, engaged?
I am married. I actually don't even know how much my husband spent on my ring.
Okay.
That was the one thing. He's like, I don't want you to know.
Okay.
But my guess, I said somewhere between like $7,000 to $10,000.
$7,000 to $10,000, you believe? All right. How long have you been married?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Will there ever be a day, do you think, that you'll find out how much he spent?
I don't think so. He's like, there's one file in the file cabinet. Just promise me you won't ever look at it.
I wonder if that's because I don't want you to see how crazy I went, or I don't want you to see how not crazy I went.
Right. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess probably how crazy he went.
That's what he wants you to think.
Yeah, it's working.
Thank you,
Amy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Well, don't start saying something.
The thing is,
so
I do.
You've been doing that all the time. Oh, you know what? Nothing.
Because the thing
just
is.
Just blurt out your first instinct every time you have
come
it.
On.
I will. Okay, so the thing is, I do think that guys lie about how much they spend on jewelry for women. Because once I lost jewelry that a guy got me, mm-hmm. and I tried going to the jewelry store to just replace it myself.
Right.
The thing is, they're very hush-hush in jewelry stores. They won't tell you.
Well, maybe he got a deal. Maybe cut an angle. Maybe, you know, you buy one and you promise to buy something else. You throw a little, you know, there's a lot of different angles to work.
Well, you could know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, you might know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, but I couldn't even find the jewelry because I tried looking it up with his name and phone number. They're like,
You were snooping.
I was snooping, but I was trying to replace the jewelry. And it ended up being, I'm like, that's all he spent on it?
Right.
Like, I was disappointed because I thought it was like some lavish.
Well, see, Amy, he wasn't disappointed. What number did you write down?
Okay.
How much should a man? You heard Amy just a second ago say somewhere between 7 and 10, so we're going to go high end there. 10, she said.
Well, I'm glad that she started off because I said 5,000 at first, and then I scratched that off because I thought that was a lot, and I put 2.
Okay.
So I'm going to say from 2 to 5.
Well, that's nice.
We spoke to 10 people off the air, 10 women who didn't know the question ahead of time.
Yeah.
And asked them that. How much should a man in dollar amounts? Not like, you know, 2 months salary or that kind of stuff.
Right.
Dollar amount. Right. How much is the right amount? What do you think the average was?
I'm going to say 5.
That is exactly right. Which is interesting because for Friday Bride-ay, the headline was, woman returns $3,000 engagement ring because it's too cheap.
I mean, that's not cheap. $3,000?
Are you allowed to return an engagement ring?
Seems like you're getting things off to a rocky start that way to me. But what do I know?
312-233-1019. Has anybody ever returned an engagement ring? You can remain anonymous if you want or use a fake name. I mean, you're still married, everything's fine, but, you know, he gave you the ring. You're like, all right, this is great, and I love you. This is great, and I'm saying yes. Let's go back and work on this a little bit.
Right, let's go mm-hmm. back to the store.
Let's just go back, and we'll just poke around a little bit. Let's work on this a little bit. Anybody? 312-233-1019. Do you think we find anybody? I don't know. Was this a tacky move on her part?
To return the ring?
Friday, woman returns $3,000 engagement ring because it's too cheap. Tacky move?
I think so.
Tacky move?
Oh, definitely.
That's from a guy's perspective. Hey, Dan.
Hey, hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, so you just heard this story. What's your take on it?
I'm okay. I mean, I was pretty okay with it. I'm still a little confused. It was 10 years ago. We were downtown Chicago, and I proposed to my wife on Skate on State, and it was all awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning, she's like, all right, let's go back to the jewelry store. I want to get a new ring. And so we did. And she, you know, I think it was just a little too small. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. How did she broach that topic with you, that subject?
It was. She did a good job. She just kind of said, you know, this is too small. Let's go to a new one. The funny part was that the jewelry store downtown, they thought I should be offended, and they kind of had my back.
Right.
That's nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but it's worked out nicely. I mean, the two of you are still married. You have a dog. Everything's great.
Yeah, still married. Yeah. All worked out.
Yeah, everything's great. Thank you for sharing your story, Dan.
Thank God he didn't say, like, oh, no, it's just me and the dog.
Just me and the dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Matthew, the exact opposite, huh?
Yeah, so my wife wanted to return it because the ring was too much.
She thought the ring was too big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even that big. I only spent like $1,500 on it. She's like, we can put that toward other things.
So too much money.
Too much money, yeah.
Okay, all right. And so did you take it back and do something more simple?
We took it back, and it turns out her mother had a ring from her grandmother. And we got a whole ring for free, so it ended up great.
Wow, lucky you.
That worked out nicely. Free ring.
Yeah.
Then you can spend the money on the dog, like the previous car. Go get yourself a dog. There you go, Friday. That all worked out for everybody. Thank you, Matthew. Focus in on the top three things trending on Twitter on a Friday heading into a weekend. Are you ready, Violetta?
Yes.
Push aside the gin and give us the top three in at number three.
All right. Hashtag flan, the dessert, is trending as people are deciding if a picture of it that's posted online is panna cotta or flan. Flan won. That's pretty much it. People feel proud of themselves that they can identify flan.
I don't think I even know what flan is.
What? It looks like pudding.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I like flan. Do I like flan?
Yeah, it's basically just sugar cream, like hardened.
Is it kind of
panna cotta.
The other
tiramisu? Oh, creme brulee.
No, creme brulee. Oh, it's kind of like creme brulee.
Yeah, except for it's cold.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Oasis trending right now. Noel Gallagher revealed that Oasis will be reuniting and recording a new album.
Just long enough to get into a fight.
That's right.
Well, so that they can break up again.
Well, wait. So Oasis is getting back together, but without his brother, Liam.
Yeah, because they don't like
that. That's sort of not really yeah. Oasis then. But Noel can say it is. I think he's always pretty much, this is my band.
So Noel sings and Liam just punches him.
No, well, Liam would sing. Noel would sometimes sing, but Noel wrote the songs.
So who punches who more?
I think they both punch each other, but probably Noel punches Liam more.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas's new movie, The White Tiger, is out on Netflix, and the reviews are raving that it's thrilling, intense, and it's epic for modern-day India.
Epic.
Epic.
We need something epic now, for sure.
Set him up, V.
Hey, what do you think? Let's try a vintage drink. Like a rusty nail. Friday's featured cocktail.
It's time for Friday's featured cocktail.
Drink it down.
I'm gonna drink it down, for sure. Hopefully it's smooth. You keep promising me that, Swanee. There it is, right there. We're joined by our good friend from the Midday Show, the music department, our good friend over there, Nikki, the resident drinker on the staff.
You guys have done so many features throughout the years. Mm-hmm. This is really my favorite one.
Really? I'm getting a lot of positive response from people on this.
Right?
Yeah.
It's perfect to start off the weekend right.
What was it last week we had? The
gold.
The brown sugar?
The gold rush.
Gold rush. The gold rush. A little bourbon. You weren't that crazy about that, though, Nikki, right?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Since then, I was inspired. I've been drinking a little more bourbon since then, and it's...
Generally, what do you drink?
Vodka or gin. Those are my two.
Well, you've timed this out perfectly, because let's go over to Violetta, your host for Friday Feature Cocktail, where she said, you know, every Friday in January, Eric, we should have a featured old person cocktail, because... Well, old cocktails are swanky and trendy and hip again.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so it was the Pink Squirrel 2 weeks ago. It was mm-hmm. the Brown Thunder last week.
The Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush.
Brown Thunder.
Now, what is this week's Friday featured cocktail, Violetta?
So today's Friday featured cocktail is the Aviation.
The Aviation.
Aviation combines gin, maraschino liqueur, fresh lemon juice, and creme de violette.
Oh, look at that.
That's the purple,
and
I see the purple. Why, yeah.
It's served up in a coupe glass. They're like curved martini glasses, and today's glasses are actually brought to us by Nikki herself from her bar.
Wow.
Nikki supplied the glasses from her own private bar in her office.
You know, you got to be ready.
I see.
Exactly.
Way to contribute.
It's garnished with a brandied cherry, and one look of it, one sip of it, and you'll float above the clouds to a glamorous days of travel. Transported to classy fashion.
Who writes your material?
I do. Isn't it great?
It is great.
Aviation, high above the clouds. It's supposed to be a very classy drink.
I see. Now, you are going to put all this together. We will post on our social media the recipe, the concoction, and also some pictures and background information. For the background information, excuse me, we go over to a Whip, who I see has changed into a tuxedo.
I have. Wait to use this.
To share with us the history of the Aviation.
That's right. This thing goes back over 100 years, Eric, and it first appeared in a book by a man named Huge Enslin, not Hugh. Huge Enslin. He wrote a book called Recipes for Mixed Drinks in 1916. At the time, he was the bartender at the Hotel Wallach in New York.
Uh-huh.
So he came up with this drink, and then it disappeared because...
It's awful.
The creme de violette liqueur went away from the market during the 1960s. But long story short, a guy in Minneapolis found some in 2007.
Bunch of boozers up there in Minneapolis.
And brought it back, and now it's all over the place.
Okay.
All right.
Can I just say that I've watched Violetta make this, and there's not been one scotch of measuring at all. It has just been complete, just pour.
Everything's random.
No, it's not random. I did
count. In her description, she's like, 2 parts this, 4 parts this, and she just poured the whole bottle of gin in.
I'm watching, like, okay, at some point she's going to measure something. Nope.
I did a 3 count for the gin. That's like a shot and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. But all I did right. A little extra because I don't want to not have enough.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Let me shake this up.
Shaken, not stirred.
All right. Oh, it smells so strong.
Oh, boy.
I wonder why.
Oh, man. It is very purple. That seems to be the theme. I think that's purple.
Yeah, that's purple. Ugh. But you don't like it already?
No, it looks great. It looks great.
You see that brandied cherry?
I do.
So
the brandy
delicious.
Cherry is nice. Do you enjoy a brandy cherry, Nikki?
Yes.
Yeah.
What, the Luxardos?
Yeah, all the Luxardo cherries. So you put that in the bourbon. That's what you do. Like an old-fashioned or a Manhattan, if you want to go that route, I guess. All right. Thank you there, Violetta. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see Swanee is also in a tuxedo, but just the pants.
Let's just
leave the shirt on.
Yeah, just stop right there.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
All right.
Once again, the Friday featured cocktail that Violetta has put together is known as
the Aviation.
The Aviation. Cheers and drink it down. Cheers and drink it down.
Oh, here. I just spilled a little.
Yeah.
All right, let's sit back. Okay.
Oh no, that's good.
I love. Good morning.
And a good morning to you too.
Yes. It's juicy somehow. I think of that kind of violet.
That's one sip, and I can't feel my left leg. Let me get the right one.
But it kind of like I'm feeling a little nauseous, maybe just because it's the morning.
Well, it has just a dash of cough syrup quality to it.
Just a dash. You're right. I think that's the gin.
Do you taste that, Nikki?
A little bit. I think it might be that. Creme de violette.
Yeah, the violette.
The violetta.
It's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it.
As the resident gin drinker here, how do you feel this fits? Would you rather have this, Nikki, or a gin martini?
At 9:30 in the morning, this.
That's right. Yeah. How about at 10:30 in the morning? Then what?
Debatable. But yeah. This is, I really like this. I think it's good and it's very pretty.
Oh, it is very nice. And you'll post all of these where?
This is going to be at Eric Morning Mix on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Very nice. Go check it out. See the pictures. Check out the recipe. And get ready next Friday, our final Friday featured cocktail.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.